Jason showed that he had the very skills that we require to take the company to the next stage of its evolution as a fully vertically integrated value-added business. As you say, after having done an extensive search, the view we formed, and it was a unanimous view of the board, was that Jason was the best individual available to do that job for us.
Over the last couple of years, you've sold off quite a number of properties. Are you going to get rid of more properties, buy more properties? What's your attitude to land ownership?
Well, look, very clearly, Robin, the properties that we have are absolutely integral to the company and the strategy. We're not in the business of breaking up the company and selling properties. And in fact, whilst you made the point that we had sold a couple of properties that didn't quite fit the strategy, we've also bought property in recent times, the properties Welltree and LaBelle, which fit the strategy. So whilst from time to time we may shuffle the deck slightly by putting properties that don't fit the strategy exactly into play and replace those with ones that do, the credibility that owning those properties and the cattle on them from the time we decide which cows and which bulls we're going to join right through to delivering our product to the consumer in the marketplace, the credibility that owning those properties brings us with the marketplace, I don't think I can put too strong an emphasis on that. It's quite remarkable, and I've just spent the last week in the United States with some very big buyers who are currently big buyers and potentially much, much bigger buyers and some new ones. And I'd have to tell you that that credibility, knowing the provenance of the cattle and the meat right from the start, right through until we deliver it to them, is a very strong selling point for us as a company. And that's what we'll be continuing to drive. So, any of these ideas, thoughts, rumours that have been flowing around about us breaking the business up, are just fundamentally wrong. They could not be more wrong.
Mr. McGeachy, what's your message to staff after announcing that Jason Strong has become the Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer? What are you saying to your team?
Look, what we're saying is that this is just exactly what we've been saying all along. It's the next stage in the evolution of the business into a vertically integrated, value-added business. That the sort of skills that we were looking for to continue to drive that evolution we found in Jason, and how delighted we were that we actually had those skills in-house when we tested that against the international marketplace, that we're able to promote Jason into that position. And so obviously he more than hits the ground running, so we'll be able to move very quickly into it, and the strategy is now clear, the capital structure is clear, the management's clear. We've got a very good team around Jason in the people that we've got, and so I think the last thing I said to them as we finished the discussion was that it is a fabulous team, fabulous business, and we are excited about the possibilities for the future. And I just add to that and I did say this to the team, that having been with our salespeople in the US in the last week, the possibilities for this company are enormous.
Okay, and the salary of $550,000 a year, plus the opportunity for lots and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of bonuses, is a pretty good salary. Is that the market rate?
Oh, yes, it is, absolutely, and that's exactly how we test these things. We obviously benchmark that, and we think that's a good, strong starting point.
You pay peanuts and you get monkeys. You obviously didn't get a monkey.
We certainly have not. I think that is, it is not peanuts, and we certainly don't have a monkey. We have a very fine young chief executive in Jason, and we're all really excited about it.